Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
During this political season where there is so much to be anxious about with the terrorism and all the stuff that just bombards us daily in the news, it's very easy to be anxious. It's very easy to be anxious about our safety, about the future of our country and so forth. But here is the Bible, and it's telling us, look, be anxious for nothing. Why? Because no matter what happens, no matter what Sturm und Drang, you know, stirs up things here on earth, God is still sovereign, and he's a Lord of love and of light and of life. And that's what we are being asked to remember. And if we only remember that through the chaos of our lives, then we will experience this peace that even science cannot fully understand. And I've experienced it. I bet you have too. Mm-hmm. I bet you many of your listeners who've been on a Christian journey know what these words mean, a peace that surpasses understanding. It's an unreasonable peace.
Yeah.
It's a peace that says, you know, why are you at peace? I remember, and this is just a lot of digression, I remember after the Challenger accident, remember when the shuttle Challenger exploded and the wonderful teacher McAuliffe was on board, and it was just heartbreaking. And I was in the news at that time. Still not at the networks. I was at WCVB, the ABC affiliate in Boston. I was teaching at Harvard. And I remember covering that launch, and I remember the explosion. And afterwards, the spouses were being interviewed and asked to explain how they were feeling. And among the spouses, there were quite a number of Christians, and they expressed feeling peace. And the reporter was just dumbfounded to think that how can you feel peace when your loved one has just been blown to smithereens in this launch? And yet they did feel that peace. And praise God, that kind of peace only comes from God. It's not rational. It's irrational. And it's straight from God. So I love this verse. I keep it close to my heart right now, especially during these anxious times.
You know, it's for you, Michael, it's like a spiritual inheritance because your grandfather cherished it so much and it makes you cherish it. And, you know, I remember studying that passage and the idea that, you know, don't worry about anything, pray about everything, tell God what you need, thank him for what he's done. This implies we've got some choices. But as we do that, the peace of God that guards our heart, that word is garrison, like a stronghold. And I think that's one of the reasons it seems so irrational. It's like while the storm is just raging overhead, we're tucked in this stronghold of peace that keeps us. It's so supernatural, isn't it? Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.